Hello, my dear friend. Come sit with me for a moment, because I want to talk to you about something that might be weighing heavy on your heart right now. If your child is coming home from school and saying that no one wants to play with them, if you are watching them stand alone on the playground while other children run and laugh together, if you are feeling that ache in your chest, wondering why your beautiful child seems invisible to their peers, I see you. I truly see you. And I want you to know something important right from the start. Your child is not broken. Your child is not unlikable. Your child is simply learning friendship skills, and friendship skills can absolutely be taught. Let me share what the research tells us, and then I will tell you about some beautiful stories that can help. When children around ages 5 and 6 experience social isolation, they are going through what researchers call a challenging but completely addressable developmental phase. Dr. Kenneth Rubin, a leading researcher at the University of Maryland, has spent decades studying socially withdrawn children, and here is what his research shows. Some children refrain from social activities because of social fear and anxiety. Others struggle to read social cues. And here is the wonderful news. With gentle support, these children absolutely can and do develop healthy, meaningful friendships. The National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasizes that we can intentionally teach social and emotional skills using evidence-based strategies. Think about that for a moment. Friendship skills are learnable. Just like your child learned to tie their shoes, to ride a bike, to write their name, they can learn to initiate play, to listen with their heart, to recognize kindness in others and offer kindness themselves. So what does this gentle support look like? First, we build your child confidence through trusting relationships with you. When children feel deeply seen and valued at home, they carry that sense of worth into the world. Second, we help them practice social skills in low-pressure settings. Maybe that is a playdate with just one other child. Maybe that is practicing conversation skills at the dinner table. Third, we teach them specific strategies: how to approach another child, how to ask to join a game, how to listen without interrupting, how to share and take turns. These are concrete, teachable skills. And fourth, we use stories as gentle guides. Stories show children what friendship looks like, how it feels, and how to navigate the sometimes confusing world of peer relationships. Let me tell you about 3 stories that can help your child on this journey. The first is called The Heart Mirrors of Kindness Center. In this story, 2 children named Rumi and Freya visit a magical place where special mirrors show the kindness that lives inside people's hearts. When they look into these mirrors, they discover something beautiful. Their purpose is to spread caring friendship wherever they go. This story is perfect for children who feel invisible because it teaches them that friendship begins with recognizing the kindness within themselves. Every child has this kindness. Your child has this kindness. And when they learn to see it in themselves, they can begin to extend it to others. After you read this story together, help your child identify 1 small act of kindness they can do tomorrow at school. Remind them that every friendship starts with 1 kind gesture, just like Rumi and Freya discovered. The second story is called The Listening Garden's Gentle Whispers. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover a magical garden where plants teach them that listening with their hearts helps both flowers and friends feel truly understood and cared for. Listening is one of the most important friendship skills, and many children who struggle socially either talk too much or too little. This story teaches the beautiful balance of listening without interrupting, of giving someone the gift of feeling heard. After reading this story, practice listening games at home. Take turns sharing and listening. Remind your child that when they listen to a friend at school, they are giving that friend something precious. The third story is called The Magic City. This is a classic tale about a lonely boy named Philip who builds a magical city and learns about courage, friendship, and helping others. What I love about this story is that it shows how friendship often grows naturally when children do things together. Philip does not force connections. He simply engages in activities he loves, and through acts of courage and kindness, friendship finds him. Talk with your child about activities they enjoy. Maybe they love building with blocks, or drawing, or playing with toy animals. How might they invite another child to join them in something they already love? Sometimes friendship grows most beautifully when children share what brings them joy. Now, my dear friend, I want you to take a deep breath. Your child is on a learning journey. Some children learn friendship skills easily and early. Others need more time, more practice, more support. And that is completely okay. Your child is not behind. Your child is exactly where they need to be, learning at their own pace. What matters is that you are here, seeking understanding, seeking help, seeking ways to support your precious child. That makes you a wonderful parent. Keep showing up. Keep reading stories together. Keep practicing social skills in gentle, low-pressure ways. Keep validating your child's feelings while also building their confidence. And most importantly, keep reminding your child that they are deeply loved, that they have so much to offer, and that friendship skills can be learned. The Magic Book and I believe in your child. We believe in you. And we are here, through every story, through every gentle lesson, to walk this journey with you. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.